Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Power and Instrumentation Gujarat Limited Q1 FY25 conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Power and Instrumentation Gujarat Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Padmaraj Pillai, Managing Director, Mr. Rohit Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Padmaraj Pillai. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon to all who have joined in. I firstly welcome you. We really thank you from the bottom of our hearts for joining us for our quarterly conference call. So, I mean, this call has been arranged to update everyone about our performances and what we look at the future of our company as such. Since our inception in 1975, Power and Instrumentation Limited has built up a reputation as a very leading player in the electrical contracting and equipment supply industry. We have always been committed to deliver top-notch engineering, procurement, and construction solutions, encompassing a wide area of services, starting from supply of the equipment to the maintenance of the various electrical systems. Our service portfolio is comprehensive, covering the entire electrical requirement from generation to distribution. Through a journey of the last 48 years, we have built a very strong industrial presence with our diverse services and expanded our client base, which spans a wide spectrum of semi-government and PSU entities, central and state government organizations, telecom companies, leisure companies, hospitals, and various other industries and companies. We have established a very strong pan-India presence and delivered exceptional results, particularly in the state of Rajasthan. Recently, we've expanded our operations into Himachal and resumed the activities in Jharkhand, while continuing on our significant work in Assam. This strategic regional expansion not only enhances our operational footprint but also positions us to better serve our diverse clients across various sectors. In the first quarter of FY25, we made significant strides, and we are particularly excited about our recent contract with Ahmedabad International Airport Limited, which is held by the Adani Group, for the development of a substation at the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport, Ahmedabad. The project is valued at about 21 crores, and this project really underscores our strong foothold in the industry and is scheduled for completion within 4 months, starting from May 2024. The current order book of the company is approximately about 400 crores, and with a strategic focus on completing these projects within a span of 2 to 3 years. We are very optimistic about securing high-value orders in the future, with the potential value of each order to range at about 300 to 350 crores. We have also strategically acquired a controlling stake in Wheaton Electrical Company Limited, and this is to, I mean, move forward and expand our foothold in the electrical market by increasing our shareholding from 15.23% to up to 60%. We aim to leverage PECL expertise in manufacturing of electrical panels, compact substations, and bus trucking systems to further enhance our capability. We are also very pleased to announce that our company has recently secured a significant contract under the Mukhyamantri Ujjwala Jharkhand Yojana, amounting to 28.41 crores. This contract involves the electrification of unelectrified and partially electrified habitation and households in the Sahibganj district of Jharkhand. This achievement further solidifies our commitment to supporting the government's vision of enhancing rural electrification and improving the quality of life of the people in this region. This not only centers our position in the power infrastructure sector but also reflects our dedication to contributing to the socio-economic development of the areas that we serve. As we are all aware, India's position as the third-largest producer and consumer of electricity globally, with an installed power capacity of 440 2.85 gigawatts as on April 30, 2024. It presents an immense opportunity. We are focusing on bolstering our project execution capabilities to improve our output and position ourselves advantageously for the larger contracts. Looking ahead, our primary focus will be on optimizing the project execution, which will enhance our performances and enable us to bid for even larger and more valuable projects. Our expansion efforts are also geared towards establishing a stronger presence in the new and existing market. Now, let's delve into some financial performance highlights of the quarter one. Our total income was 26 crores, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 18.37%. Our EBITDA stood at 3.65 crores, representing a year-on-year growth of 35.42%, with an EBITDA margin of 14.04%, up by 177 basis points year-on-year. The profit after tax was 1.87 crores, marking a year-on-year growth of 86.19%, with a PAT margin of 7.18%, which is an increase of 256 basis points year-on-year and lands up with an EPS of 3.7. I thank you all for being here on this call. I am looking forward to discussing our progress in more detail. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Dhruvesh Sanghvi from Prospect Street. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to understand what is the typical bid size that we are doing now in the future, considering that our order books have improved and our positions have improved, and now your working capital needs also will be partially or fully addressed with this fundraise. So what is the kind of per-order average that we are looking at in the future that we are bidding from tomorrow or next month or next quarter?
Yeah. So see, we are looking at right now, we are looking at bidding anywhere between the range of 30+ crores to about 150 crores of single project that we are looking at right now.
Okay. Okay. And in the past, I mean, versus the past, is there a material difference to this size that we were only at 10-15 crores and now we are targeting 100 crores? Is it something like that or no?
Pardon me?
What has been the change in the size of the orders that we will be doing in the future versus the past? क्या हम past में 10-20 crore was our average size and now we are aiming to do 50-100 crore jobs or no? In the past also.
Actually, ऐसा था. Actually, the whole point is that in past, we have what completion certificate we had in our hands enables us to quote up to about 140 crores as a single value order that we can bid for. Why I said 30 crores is the lower range and up to 140 crores is the upper range is because we've decided that we're not going to quote anything below 30 crores.
Okay. Okay. So something what we received recently of this 28 crore, this kind of orders probably will stop coming to us and we will go into a slightly higher zone.
See, it would depend upon see, actually what happens is when the government comes out with the packages, basically, I mean, it would depend upon the area. Like for example, what we quoted in Jharkhand, all the packages were in the range of same, 28-30 crores. There were no bigger packages. So particularly when it comes to that kind of a thing, we don't restrict ourselves because it's in our range. 28 and 30 is almost the same. So we don't restrict ourselves. And if you're getting good rates and you're getting good margins, I mean, there's nothing wrong in doing it. But in particular, if you ask me, I would be looking at in particular, if you ask me, I would be looking at the average size of a project not less than 30 crores or maybe around 50 crores and going right up to 130-140 crores as per my qualification.
Sure. And just one more question and I will join back the queue.
Yeah.
in terms of territory, how are we selecting? I mean, considering there will be some sort of bandwidth issues also which will start coming in, because orders will come across India. You are sitting in Gujarat. How
right.
will you start catering multiple states and how will you mobilize teams? So, after koi selection criteria bhi hoga na, that I will not go beyond this and I have mobilization capabilities here, etc. What are your thoughts?
See, like I'll tell you, like, see, we've been placed very comfortably in Rajasthan for a decade now. So that becomes one territory where we are very comfortable. So obviously anything that's coming in Rajasthan and particularly in Ajmer, we would definitely be looking at, quoting for the project. Apart from this, our previous experience of working with the airports, we've done airports across the country. So across the country, we've got our presence because we have worked there. So we have local contacts, we have local, support and, the political support you need or whatever kind of things that we have our relations built up over last 48 years, 49 years of working, pan-India. So that way we do not envisage or any kind of issues when we go outside. Yeah, but then as you rightly said that once when you have such kind of orders in your hand, then how do you look at it? Yeah, so what do you look at it is that how can I improve my credentials and how can I improve my profits? So the point is that the lesser known places have less number of bidders basically. Or if it's a little tough terrain, people who have just entered this industry or who have come in who don't have that kind of a bandwidth would look at not going into those places, you know. And so we get an over advantage of, you know, being in such places. And I mean that improves your margin.
Okay. I'll join back the queue, sir. Thank you. I have a couple of more questions, but I will join back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Semashish Mata from NHL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ashish.
So my question was, can you please explain your new order which you received on August 14?
Yeah. So basically, this is providing of electric supply to those people who have not received electricity for last 75 years or, you know, post-independence or whatever. These are the unelectrified or partially electrified habitats. Partially electrified habitats wherein, like, you know, see how it happened is that when we started electrifying the country, I mean, particularly in the rural segment, it started off with, like, you know, villages with 100 houses or more. Then that came down to 80 houses or more. Then it came down to 50 houses or more. Then 20, then a cluster of 5. Now what government is aiming is even if there is one house, you have to provide the electricity, even if it's costing us much more this thing to the government. So that way, now this is basically like those people, those areas where the electricity has not come in last 70 years of, you know, us being in existence. So, and providing the electricity supply to the unelectrified houses, basically the below poverty line people or the tribals. I mean, that's the kind of work that we're going to do.
I want to ask another question.
Yes.
So, what is our client base? I mean, how much is from government and non-government?
So, see, my primary focus has always been on the government jobs. But yes, here or there, we've been taking private jobs also, like, for example, the Ahmedabad International Airport that we took from Adani. And similar, like in past also, we worked for certain hotels and, certain hospitals and all that. But that remains a very small part of the portfolio. That doesn't have very significant impact on the portfolio. So what our primary focus has always been on the government jobs only.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samarthai Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. So in your initial remarks, you mentioned, maybe a single order size of 300 to 350 crores that we would be eligible to get after some time. So can you
yes.
tell a little more on that?
So the point is, see, in government, what happens is, there's a pre-qualifying criteria set by the Central Vigilance Commission, because they are the people who give the criteria that what should be the bare minimum criteria of any company quoting for a tender. So which is like, you know, you either have to have one job of 80% or 70% or two jobs of 40% and three jobs of 30% kind of a thing. So basically what is going to happen in end of 2025 is that we will be having a completion certificate of about 130 crores completion certificate. So which means that we will be eligible for, if you consider that to be 30%, so 350 crores, 30% would be approximately about 125 crores. So when we have three completions of that volume, we will be directly qualified to quote for a single job of 350 crores.
And this is end of calendar year 25.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also said that in one of your previous calls that you would be getting into the transmission because I understand is that you are on more on the distribution side as of now, and you look to get into transmission in the next few months. Any updates you have on that?
The update portion is that post-October, November, there's going to be a lot of tenders for the transmission sector to be coming in, where the tenders have already been finalized by the state and the central government, because of the upgradation of the grid, that as I was talking about it last time. So we've already had our strategic tie-ups. We've already decided the segments where, the areas where we'll be participating. So that is there in line, definitely.
And what would be our, because this is a new segment that we would enter into.
It is not a new segment. It's only an upgradation of the current segment. See, I'm already working. I'm already putting up powers up to 33 kV. Now I'm going beyond that. So it is only that the size of the tower will change, the size of the conductors will change. The nature of the job remains almost the same.
And per order, these would be higher value and on revenue as well as profitability, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then this will start post October, November this year.
Yeah, the tendering will start, I think, post October, November, as our discussion with Power Grid and as our discussion with Power Finance Corporation. I mean, the bids are going to be called post October.
Okay.
Gujarat has announced about 96,000 crores to be spent on the transmission sector alone.
Correct.
So again, those GETCO tenders, they're all planning. I think probably they'll all be start coming by October or something.
Okay, on the reactive power which you've been talking about in the previous calls, any update on that?
We've been working on it very closely with a couple of PSUs who are into the renewable sector. They all require it, but the only thing is that there is still a factor of confusion for them, because they are looking at a product while we are talking about a solution. So, we're going to be a solution provider, not actually just an equipment supplier, basically, because that is not going to suffice the purpose. So they are still building upon the things and how to tender it or how to come out with it, what to do about it.
And have we reached some sort of an agreement with the foreign partner we were having talks with?
Yeah, so that is already in order. It's only the, The initial expression of interest has already been signed by both the companies. It's only now to take it forward into a formal agreement would require me to break through and get an order at least, So that is what we are waiting for.
And do you see this as something which you will be able to crack, say, in the next, 6 months or so, or would it take?
It will all depend upon the technical acceptance of this product. Because there is a huge requirement which is not being right now addressed by the government, as I told you, because there is a confusion in technical terms, between the story that whether the capacitors in itself can compensate the problems that they are going through, or that they require something even a step higher, because ultimately it's a cost factor which always bothers every project.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And final question, sir. This Ahmedabad order, which has to be the airport order. How much percentage of that is remaining to be completed?
Close to about 70%.
Okay. And this the order that you announced yesterday, that's in JV, right?
Yeah.
And so how much is your portion of that JV?
Sir, ये JV-yan normally किस लिए होती हैं? एक तो आपको local level पे जो labor manage करना होता है, आपको local because as I told you during all my thing is that कि I normally have all my labor job given on a contract basis. You know we look at the supply portion, we look at the engineering portion, and the labor portion we normally outsource. So wherever we are working in an area outside the vicinity where you're comfortable, it is always good to have a JV, local JV partner who would be handling the complete labor contract portion. So this also it's 100% job for us only. There is nothing like that. They'll be handling
book
the local.
Entire
Yes.
Okay. Great, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll get back in with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Meryl D. Costa from Split Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, Meryl here. Good afternoon, everyone. My question to you is, sir, that what is your revenue and profit guidance for Q2 FY25 and the full fiscal year?
Ma'am, pardon me, I couldn't get you.
Okay. My question was, what is your revenue and profit guidance for Q2 FY25 and the full fiscal year?
Q2 FY25, I think. Rohit, can you answer this?
So, good morning, madam. So, Q2 FY, we are anticipating a good growth as compared to previous year. The numbers are being not to be disclosed, but you can expect a good growth compared to the previous quarters or previous year.
Okay. And another question is, how do you expect the margins to trend in the coming quarters?
Madam, we are expecting the same to grow as you can see from the past trends of Q4 of FY23-24, Q1 of 24-25. So you can see it that it is improving better as compared to the work what we were doing previously.
I see. And what are the expected revenue contributions from the newly secured contracts in the next quarter?
So, madam, next quarter we may not expect anything from the Jharkhand tender. However, we can expect some revenue, major revenue from Adani International Airport project, because the completion period of that particular project is 4 months, which will be extended to 4 to 6 months. So, we can expect a revenue of that into Q2, some portion, and Q3 in some portion. And for Jharkhand, we may expect in a Q4 or end of Q3.
Okay, sir, I understood. Thank you. I only had these many questions. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jayaraj Jain from PSC Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunities. So my first question to the management is like, can you explain what is the outlook on the demand for electrical contracting services coming in the upcoming quarters?
As in, you're talking about from the point of view perspective of the total industry?
Yes, sir.
So the total, right now the total scenario is that the government has put a lot of focus on the expansion of the electric infrastructure. The reason being that as we are moving from a 4 trillion economy to a 10 trillion economy, the government vision for the next 5 years to come in, particularly this cannot be just achieved by a certain sector. It has to be an overall growth of the country. So which is where you're seeing in the likes of Micron coming into India, the likes of Apple shifting the factory to Bihar. So these kind of things which are happening. So for that, the basic requirement is electricity and road. So road has already been the emphasis for last two elected terms of the current government. And this time the government is fully focused on providing the electrical infrastructure. So as you can see that the total spending that they have given for electrical infrastructure is close to about 2.5 lakh crores in the last budget. And again, this is only the central budget. So if you look at the state budget separately, then another same volume of work is going to come in from all the other states also. So which means we are looking at about 4.5 lakh crores of tendering to be done. So which means that if you look at it, which means if you look at from my perspective, there are enough tenders going to come in, and there are going to be lesser players to cater to this requirement, because you will not be able to get the new contractors every day to bid into these kind of volumes, you know. So it is definitely going to be, I mean, it is definitely going to be, next one decade is definitely going to be full thrust on the power sector. Hello?
Line from Jaira sir has been disconnected, sir.
Okay.
Our next question is from the line of Sanya Jain from Finway. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. So I wanted to know, can you discuss the current debt levels and any plans for debt reduction?
Current level of?
Current debt levels and any plans for debt reduction?
Rohit, can you take this question, please?
It suits at fund-based limit of 11 crore rupees and non-fund-based limit of, in terms of letter of credit, of 10 crore rupees. So going forward, as you have already seen that we are in process of raising the fund, so in future we will try to mitigate those debts in a like upcoming years. So that is standing as on date of debts.
So how do you plan to utilize the recent capital raise for business expansion or other strategic initiatives?
No, madam. The business, so the fund has been raised for the purpose of the, majorly for working capital purpose, and for certain portion we are for the acquisition of a stake from 15% to 60% in our Wheaton Electrical Company Limited. So the utilization of the fund which we are raising is bifurcated into these two things.
Okay. So are there any significant capex plans for remainder of financial year 25?
So madam, basically capex in our industry is more in terms of the submission of the bank guarantees, earnest money deposit and the performance bank guarantees, for which you need to create a fixed deposits, and those kind of capex are only, yes, with growing from this level to another level, we definitely will be in need of some capex towards issuance of the bank guarantees and performance guarantees.
All right, thank you. I'll get back in the queue if I have any more questions.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kajal Pathak from VY Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are absolutely audible.
So first of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you so much.
So my question was, how do the new contracts under the Mukhya Mantri Ujjwal Jharkhand Yojana will impact the company's order book and revenue projections for FY25?
So basically, we would see some revenue coming in, as Rohit had mentioned, we would see some revenues coming in maybe from quarter 4 or end of quarter 3, because normally what happens is with this kind of a project, there is a time involved for the survey of the area. because we have to decide on the number of connections to be released. You have to decide upon the line to be laid, you know, to, because this will be quite remote areas. So a lot of things. So that survey would take, like, we are in the month of August. So let's say September, October, November, yeah, at least 3 months would be taken for the survey. So probably we see some revenues coming in by December or maybe the quarter four.
Okay, sir. And sir, what are the key milestones for these contracts under this Yojana?
So the key milestone is basically, see, it's basically the social growth. It's basically the social growth, which is the aim of all the government right now. Because imagine that we all stay in such beautiful cities where we have 24 hours electricity, and you still have a brother out there, you know, living in a tribal area or a very remote location or a rural area who has not seen electricity in the house for the last 75 years. So the pure emphasis is the social responsibility. It's getting those people to at least have the basic necessities of life, actually.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the expected timeline for the completion? Can you elaborate on the margin expectations for the recently secured 28 crores approximately contracts under this Yojana?
So I think in terms of revenue, I think we will be giving you the numbers and then when time comes in, because I think right now to give you the numbers would not be ideal because you've not even started the job.
Sir, a rough estimate, like what would be the rough estimate?
It's nothing like rough, you know, the industry works on a certain pattern. I mean, and like, you know, right now also, as I told you, I mean, we would like to restrict the discussion on the numbers as on date, you know, because, I mean, it would not be the thing, you know. I mean, maybe as quarter on quarter, we keep declaring and you will see the things that are happening.
Okay, sir. And sir, how do you plan to manage the execution risk associated with these new projects?
There is no execution risk. What exactly, ma'am, do you mean by execution risk?
Like any risk associated. If no, then okay, it's okay.
Ma'am, we've been doing this kind of projects all our lives.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pooja Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Hello, Pooja ma'am. The line from Pooja ma'am has been disconnected. Our next question is from the line of Advi from KRG Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir. Am I audible?
Ma'am, I request you to use your handset while asking a question. Your voice is very low.
Sorry, sir. Now am I audible?
Yes.
Congratulations, sir. And thank you for giving me the opportunity. My question is, what is our working capital cycle?
Rohit, can you take this question?
Madam? Yeah, good afternoon, madam. So our working capital cycle as on 30th June 2024 stood at 85 day cycle, including the debtors, including the entire debtors of certain amount which has been under dispute or which have been under dispute. So cycle comes as 5 days.
And so I have another question. Any capex plan for FY25?
Madam, as expected, there is no capex. The capex is in a form of for bidding of the new tenders and the submission of the performance guarantee and mobilization of sites, which is on a working capital purpose. However, the submission of EMD and the PBG is the requisition, which will be in a form of capex, which will be kept with the department or a PSUs or central PSU for a period of 2 years, 3 years or 5 years. That depends on the contract.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nanand, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Are you audible? Good afternoon, sir. First of all, a very good set of numbers, so congratulations. Sir, I have a couple of questions. The first question is that we are going to acquire this Peton, which is our subsidiary company, or associate company, I think. So what will be the valuation at which we are going to acquire the stake, and we are going to raise the stake to 60%?
I'll pass this question on to Rohit. Can you please?
Yeah, sir. So the valuation is under process. That will be put up at the time of EGM. So currently we are working on the valuation of the particular company. So 24th August we have an EGM. So by that time we will give you the valuation in the EGM itself.
Okay, sir. So sir, my next question is, what is the benefit through this acquisition? If you can answer in that, you know, what will be the thing that will help us through this acquisition? Is it like we will have you know, some kind of ease of business or anything?
So the point of acquisition of this company is also to have better transparency and to have better, because it is a company which actually was manufacturing products, and we almost 50% of the consumption is by our company itself, Power Instrumentation itself. So we wanted to have more this thing, so we got it under the same umbrella, so that, you know, the transparency and the things are maintained in clarity.
Okay, and sir, can we expect some more, top line addition through this acquisition? And are we planning for some more growth in that company as well? Or
yeah, absolutely, we are planning, because there is a new product which will be introduced probably by the month of December. So you will see those revenues coming in 25-26, not in 24-25.
Okay, sir. Now, sir, the next question is, are we working on any kind of transmission order as of now? I mean, any substation order or any significant order?
So we are doing, not a significant one, but we are doing a little bit of work for the Eastern Coalfield. For the Central Coalfield, we are doing a small project in Ranchi. So that is definitely there. But then, yes, because we have now, we have 33 kV completions and everything in order. So definitely, now we'll be looking at 132 kV and above, you know.
Okay, so as of now, we are eligible to apply for 132 kV, or are we going to be eligible?
No, we will be eligible for 132.
Okay, in the individual capacity, you mean?
Yeah, in individual capacity.
Okay, sir. So next question is, sir, what is our revenue growth possibility that you see? Since last 3 or 4 years, you know, the revenue was on the flattish end, but now since we have got the working capital in hand, the scope can be quite big. So what as a shareholder, what can I expect in terms of revenue growth going forward, say for instance for next 2, 3, 4 years?
So I would be telling you only one thing: keep watching us. You're going to enjoy this ride.
Thank you very much, sir. That's a nice way to put it. Just one more question. We are into transmission and distribution segment. So going forward, where do you want to see the company in terms of revenue split? Would we be more keen in terms of the transmission orders or into the distribution orders? Because I always believed
in one thing, which is the factor. If you see my order book also, I've always believed in one thing: you can't keep all your eggs in the same basket. And this is an industry where, and particularly when you're catering to government, you know, your PQs become very important. So you know, you need to keep your hand in a couple of pies, because maybe today the distribution sector is bullish, tomorrow morning the transmission will be, day after tomorrow maybe again the distribution will come in. So you know, it is going to be a mixed bag all the way. It's because what happens is that if you are just in one segment or one line, like, you know, what will happen is that when that particular line will go down, you will not have the credentials to code for the other segment which is coming up. So, you know, we need to keep our hands, in a couple of pies. So that's why he said that we'll be there in the distribution, we'll be there in the transmission, and we'll be still doing the EPOS as we are doing, because tomorrow you never know, there will be a huge boom coming into the, into the building infra segment also. So at that time, we don't want to lose on the bandwagon. So we keep our credentials and we keep our PQs alive, you know. So that's like, it's going to be a mixed bag all the way.
Okay, sir. That's very helpful, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dhruve Sanghvi from Prospect Creek. Please go ahead.
Sir, when you bid, you mentioned that there is a certain sense, certain style in the industry. So, aap apne margin ko dekh kar bid nahin karte ho, but the way others are bidding, ek koi rough metric hota hoga ki, okay, X kilometers ya X area ka kaam hai. And, I mean, what is the bidding style? What do you think when the bid comes? Aap apne cost dekh kar bid karte hain, ya it is more... कि x amount of work है तो typically इतना multiply करके bid कर दो, because it's very difficult in this kind of a EPC project to estimate the cost. तो फिर margin के बारे में आप कैसे सोचते हैं ये bid करते वक्त?
So इसको दो तीन तरीके से देखा जाता है. One thing is that कि job का tenure कितना है सबसे पहले. तो अगर if it's a short 10-year job, ठीक है, so then the percentage of margin can be lower because the realization would be much faster. If it's a long 10-year job, then you look at the percentage in that segment ki bhi apne ko 15 mahine kaam karna hai, 20 mahine kaam karna hai, 24 mahine kaam karna hai. So the margins are different. Because aapka jo bhi cost factor hota hai, wo sara usi pe add hota hai. Agar aap ye kaam ko agar 2 saal mein kar rahe hain, तो वो अगर 50 करोड़ का काम है तो आपका एक साल में से उसका रेवेन्यू एस्टिमेटेड 25 करोड़ ही आने वाला है. लेकिन अगर वही 50 करोड़ का काम एक साल में करने वाले हो तो रेवेन्यू 50 करोड़ का पूरा एक साल में आने वाला है. तो एक तो उस पर डिपेंड करता है कि कितने टेन्योर का प्रोजेक्ट है. दूसरा, व्हाट इज द काइंड ऑफ वर्क, अगेन वेयर इज द वर्क. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, इफ आई एम सपोज टू आई एम वर्किंग इन अहमदाबाद फॉर एग्जाम्पल, ऑल द मीन्स एंड नेसेसिटी ऑफ द थिंग्स आर वेरी इजिली अवेलेबल, सो देयर इज द कॉस्ट गोज डाउन. So, you know, even if you are at a thin margin, you will still be able to earn something. But if you are going into the rural part, or if you are going somewhere where, you know, typically, you know, it can be time consuming, typically, you know, there can be some kind of the thing. So, you know, all these factors are taken into consideration before taking the margin call. Whether this tender is going to be quoted at 10%, 15%, 20%, or 40%. So that call is only taken depending upon what is the kind of tender, where is the tender, whether it is urban, whether it is rural, whether it is, whether the price variation clause is applicable or not. So all the things factor, all the factors come together and then we finally decide on the margin.
Sure. And similarly, just to understand, okay, agar aapke top 5 or 6 costs kya hote hain in a typical project. So because in the P&L, when we see, it is all purchase of traded goods. So, what are the typical 4 or 5 items jo aapke top costs mein aate hain, apart from the material, the wires ke siva, dusre kya cheez hote hain?
Poles aate hain, transformers aate hain, conductors aapne boli diya, uske alawa cables aate hain. फिर आप स्टील का काफी मटेरियल होता है, मतलब जो टिपिकली पोल्स के ऊपर जो ब्रैकेट्स लगते हैं तो स्टील का काफी मटेरियल होता है. तो ये 4-5 चीजें होती हैं जो मेजर रहती हैं सारे प्रोजेक्ट्स में.
आई मीन्ट लेबर एंड ट्रांसपोर्ट वुड बी हाउ मच, विल इट बी अ वेरी बिग पार्ट ऑफ द टोटल और नो इट विल बी वेरी स्मॉल?
So typically the labor portion comes to approximately, if I'm not wrong, it should vary somewhere around 8-9%.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. And transport, because aapne kaha ki dur wale project honge to aapka kharcha badh jayega. So is there a way where you give a range of, आपके माइंड में कैसे 5% 10% could be the range of transport?
ना 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 ऐसे नहीं होता. इसमें ये होता है कि जैसे आप समझिए कि सपोज अगर मैं टिपिकली अगर मैं आज नॉर्थ ईस्ट में काम कर रहा हूँ तो मुझे ये पता है कि वहां पे आपको कोई भी माल नहीं मिलने वाला, सारा मिनिमम माल आपका आएगा कैलकटा से। सो कैलकटा से फिर हम ये गिनते हैं कि भाई कितना टनेज है। अब जैसे टनेज है तो हमें ये पता है कि भाई जैसे स्टील स्ट्रक्चर है तो मे बी 200 टन या 300 टन का स्टील का स्ट्रक्चर है, तो एक गाड़ी कितने की आएगी, 40 टन की गाड़ी आएगी, उसमें 30 टन जितना माल आएगा, तो वी कैलकुलेट बाय दैट वे कि भाई 15 गाड़ियां लगेगी, 20 गाड़ियां लगेगी, ट्रांसफॉर्मर है तो ट्रांसफॉर्मर कहाँ से आएगा, भाई यहाँ से आएगा, तो दैट वे वी कैलकुलेट। सो इफ यू टॉक अबाउट द परसेंटेज बेसिस प्रॉब्ली इट वुड टर्न आउट टू बी ऑन द होल 1.5%।
ओके ओके फाइन सर, थैंक्स। आई थिंक दिस विल गिव अस सम टेम्पलेट टू थिंक एंड बेस्ट ऑफ लक सर। थैंक यू
सो मच।
थैंक यू। आवर नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ प्रतीक चौधरी फ्रॉम समर्थाय कैपिटल, प्लीज गो अहेड।
सर, द न्यू प्रोडक्ट दैट यू मेंशनड व्हिच विल बी लॉन्च्ड अंडर पीटन इलेक्ट्रिकल, Please share some more details on the same, which segments you'll be targeting here and what could be the opportunity size, and if so, there are, you know, any other products
this is compact busway systems. Now it has been made mandatory that any building more than 10 stories and above, I mean, it is the distribution of the power inside the building, that is the cables which were earlier used need to be replaced with this busways basically. Because the kind of buildings that are being made, 30 stories, 40 stories building, and particularly in the urban cities like Mumbai, Delhi, Ahmedabad, Bangalore, I mean Chennai, all this and all the top places, I mean, like, you know. So it has been made mandatory that, you know, the cables have to be the new buildings will not have any cables running through the building, because a lot of fire incidents which have happened. And so when now you consider a 150 storied or a 60 storied building, supposedly, let's say each floor has about 8 flats, so you're talking about 480 flats in a this thing. So 480 numbers of cable running through a duct would definitely be a very dangerous situation. So this is already internationally this has been happening. I mean, the bus duct has been used. So now in India also it has been made mandatory. It has been made mandatory about 3 years back. So now all the new buildings are coming up have a lot of requirement of this particular product. So that's the one that we've been doing R&D on for last about three and a half years. We've completed it. We have installed one prototype also, which is running successfully for last 1 year. So now we're in the final finishing stages to complete that and then get it into testing, so that FY 2025-26 we can start putting the product in the market.
And what could be the opportunity size here per building? Or
so last year the survey of the industry said that the total requirement of the industry was about 1800 crores and the 1800 to 2000 crores, and the manufacturers who could only manage to make it up to 700 crores. So there's a huge deficit in the, I mean, the actual requirement to the production right now.
And you typically, so this gets sold to the builder or to the architect? Or
this gets sold to the builder. Ultimately, so the builder is going to pay the money.
Right. And that you said 1800 crores is the total market size. So the 700 is
Yeah, 700. Yeah.
So the rest is being imported.
Yeah, the rest is being imported, yeah.
Okay. And so final question on the reactive power thing, since you're close to the discussion taking place with PSUs. And you said that they need a product, whereas you are giving a solution. So,
it's not actually what I meant by saying is that they are comparing it to a. I mean, like, you know, when I said that they are still confused, so they are comparing it to something which is like, you know, something conventional which was there for dog years in the industry, without understanding that the laws have become so dynamic right now that you have to upgrade yourself. You cannot think in those old lines. So that's what I was saying. So they are comparing it to a product, while it is a product to a solution what we are providing.
So could we have some, is there a likelihood of some success in the near future?
Yeah, definitely. I'm telling you, wherever I'm going and seeing, everybody is looking at the product and everybody is very interested in the product. But the only point is that to break open the conventional mindset, that is the toughest part, because somebody will have to take the lead. So we are even discussing it with the Central Electricity Authority also, because this is the thing that has to be done. Otherwise, and by introducing these things, what we are doing is that we are freeing almost like the distribution sector can use the same GSS and increase the capacity by at least 15 to 18%, which is like now 18%. If you put it, if I have 100 substations, I have to put 18 more. Instead of that, I just put this product. So we are trying to make them understand. Let's see.
Your voice is not audible, sir.
Is it audible?
Now it's audible.
Yeah, so what I was saying, what I was saying is that we also met the Central Electricity Authority and tried to make them understand that by introducing this product, they're gonna free the space in each GSS. Like for example, a GSS which can cater 1000 kV right now, which is using 1000 kV of power, I mean it can go up to 1200 kV, so basically 20%. So which means that for every 100 substations that have been installed, instead of putting up 20 new substations, which is again a very big capital also, and then again the constraint of the place and everything, I mean this product can definitely help in that sector. But that is the things are being discussed. It's a very new thing, so for people to understand it accept it, it'll take time.
And any regulatory mandate which has come recently?
Yeah, the regulatory mandate, the regulatory mandate has only mentioned that the reactive power compensation should be done. Like by what way, they have not mentioned. So people are still exploring the conventional ways because of the cost factor or maybe because they are not wanting to understand the new product. But internationally, this is the product that is being used all over.
It's already, and this is STATCOMs that you will be doing, right?
Yeah, with STATCOMs. Yeah.
Okay. And internationally, it's already there in...
All the developed countries.
Okay. And sir, finally, any other product or solution that you may be launching through OPTEN?
Just right now, this is the one thing. Let's complete one and then move forward to the next one.
Okay. Great, sir. All the best and
thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for the good set of numbers. Hello.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah, my question is on your the listing part of BSE Energy. Our stock is listed from February under the surveillance measure, and the reason for that mentioned on BSE is that details of compliance officer has not been submitted. So what is the corrective action we are taking for that?
No, I don't think there is any compliance pending from my end, because if you see the ESM portion, if you see there's a disclosure that is there on the website of SEBI itself, which very clearly says that there is nothing to do with the company. It doesn't say that the company is bad or good. It is only basically that they have a software based thing in regards to the whole thing, and that explanation is there on there. So there is no compliance pending from my side.
No. I'm on a BSE website. It is against your share price. They are making non-compliant on details of non-compliance officer. Compliance officer ka detail aapne submit nahi kiya. That is what the BSE exchange is saying.
Rohit, can you...
Sir, I will interrupt into that. We have already submitted the details to the BSE, and if you can see the NSE website, the details of compliance officer and everything are already been showing there. So let me check once with the BSE and revert back to you.
Okay, and second question is on this QIP. What is there going to be any lock-in period for this QIP investment, QIP shareholders?
Sir, that will be as per the ICDR guidelines. So the whatever locked in or as per ICDR guidelines has been prescribed, the shares will be locked in for that particular period.
So what is the guideline? Can you enlighten on that? What is the guideline?
So sir, basically I need to cross check with my CS. Otherwise, that is of I guess for promoter category is of 6 months, and for non-promoter it is of 3 months. That is what I am aware of. But I need to check exactly with my company secretary.
Okay. The next question is what is the process of getting the proposed LOT for proposed shareholder for the QIP? How do you go about it? Suppose in case somebody I want to go opt for it, how do I go about it?
So sir, definitely if you want to go with whenever we are preferring for next time a pref round or anything, we can approach you and then you can show your consent to us.
Okay. But is there any process by merchant banker? You have to get registered with them and they will send you the any?
No. It is not like that, sir. You can send an email to company as on date stating that whenever you do any further fundraising or anything, I would be happy to participate. So next time, whenever we do anything new, we will first approach you, and thereafter we will take. If you are interested, we will welcome you. Otherwise, you can decide.
Okay. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Due to time constraint, that was the last question for the day. I now end the conference. Over to Ganesh for closing comments. Hello, Ganesh, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Power and Instrumentation Gujarat Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you all. Thank you all for joining in.